deacons is to help my pastor with his vision.
Amen.
To rebuild Larkin Grove.
Amen.
But the calling that God has placed on my life.
Didn't know that was going to happen.
To teach and to preach the good news.
Good news.
That Jesus Christ died and he rose.
Yes, he did.
That's all we teach. That's all. That's all we teach.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we don't realize just how blessed we really are.
That's right, sir.
I mean, we have this great trilogy.
Mm.
We have God the Father.
Yes.
We have the Son. And we have the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
That's with us all the time.
Yes. Yes.
They are protector, our deliverer, our provider. Just everything good that you possibly think of.
Yes.
I mean, now who would serve God like that?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Satan, he didn't want me to be a building God's kingdom.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, as most of you know, he tried to stop me about 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a terrible accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was running 85 miles per hour with the cruise control on.
Mm-hmm.
We crashed into an island of trees. One of the trees came up into the vehicle about a foot from the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed the motor, transmission back in there, and crushed my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest bone in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Broke my hand off my arm. It was just dangling there.
Mm-hmm.
The airbags, they burned all the skin on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had several other injuries that left me temporarily disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And if that wasn't enough,
mm-hmm.
if that wasn't enough, later on, that very same year, my wife was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Yeah. You see, these things, they drain me.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally.
You're reading my wife's not here today.
Physically.
Yes.
Emotionally,
mm-hmm.
financially,
yes.
Yes.
And spiritually.
Yes, sir.
Seems like we lost almost everything we had.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
For the next 10 years, we struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife has battled cancer 3 more times since.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're here.
Amen. You're here.
Thank God.
Yes.
He's still here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Even through these life-changing events, we never gave up on God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're still standing.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
God has blessed us physically, financially,
mm-hmm.
and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If I had 1,000 people, I couldn't tell
it
all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why the God called me this time.
This time.
This time.
I know about this time.
After much hesitation,
mm-hmm.
he'll allow you to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
If I have to
say,
I'll
go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I thank God. I don't have to go by myself.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Look
at
here.
Yeah, that's
all
it.
Right.
That's it.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Just, oh, man.
Great time. Mm.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Enough about me.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about Nehemiah.
All right.
And then we're gonna have to have some church.
All right now.
Yeah, everybody wanna have some church.
All right. Yeah.
Nehemiah's position rendered him a very wealthy and successful man.
Yes.
Now, Nehemiah, he had very little power, but he had great influence. Because he was trusted by the king.
Amen.
Nehemiah was a brilliant planner, motivated. But there was also a servant Nehemiah. Now, the servant Nehemiah, he was a man of God, and he was concerned about the faith of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nehemiah saw need because Jerusalem, as he was in great distress. The wall was out for its beauty, power, and protection was in shambles. Nehemiah left his very comfortable and wealthy position in Persia, working for the king, to go into unknown dangers.
All right.
Wow. Good.
Nehemiah served God in capacity that he wanted to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. This would bring glory to God and restore the reality of God's presence and power among his people. You see, people of God, we have a lot of building and rebuilding to do. And we're going to have to use the new along with what we already have on
here.
That means training up new leaders and constantly repurposing each and every resource and individual that we have. That way we're going to have a strong foundation for beauty and power.
Yes.
Not just the physical representation, but also the spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Okay. Now the reason that I picked this topic, a great building for God's kingdom, is to show Nehemiah's zeal and determination to do this work. God instilled in Nehemiah a desire to build his kingdom physically and spiritually.
All right.
God also instilled these same desires into the leaders of our church. Some focus more on the physical, while others more spiritual.
Amen.
As we study Nehemiah, I want you to remember, when facing challenges and difficulties, we must first pray. Second, develop a plan of action. Third, go to work.
My God.
Remember, prayer without work is dead. But work without praying ain't no prayer.
Ain't no
prayer. Talk to God.
Yes. All right.
Let him order our steps.
Yes.
Because when we don't, we make a big mess.
All the time.
Amen.
Okay, so our story begins in 445 B.C. That's 445 years before Christ.
Okay. Teacher.
With this ordinary guy, Nehemiah, in his unique position. Jerusalem was still in ruins from the Babylonian conquest. Some of the exiles had returned 90 years earlier under the leadership of Zerubbabel.
That's right.
And they rebuilt the temple.
Rebuilt it.
It had been completed for 70 years.
Yes.
Now Ezra, the priest, he had returned also.
Yes.
And to lead the people spiritually. Now although the people had been back almost 100 years.
Yes.
The wall
was still torn down.
Wasn't secure.
Still laying in ruins.
About this time, Nehemiah, who was in the citadel of Susa, see his brother and a couple of the fellas, and he asked him, says, how are things going over in Jerusalem? and if you meet me back in your Bibles, Nehemiah, first chapter, the third verse, they said unto me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble. You see, they were in great trouble and disgrace because the wall was broken down.
Yes, sir.
See, the wall, back then, you have to have a wall.
Yes,
sir. For protection.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Explain.
But it represented power.
Power.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And beauty. See, no protection, big trouble.
Yeah.
No power, no beauty, disgraceful.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Nehemiah says, the wall of Jerusalem is broken down,
mm-hmm.
and its gates burned with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you can see, this is an ugly sight.
Mm-hmm.
They had no beauty, no power, mm-hmm. and no protection.
Yeah.
He says, when I heard these things,
yes.
I sat down
yes.
and wept.
Yeah. Yes.
Be quiet, people.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. sir. Be quiet, dog. Yeah, talk
to him. This was his family.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
This was his friends.
Yes, sir.
This was his homies. Mm-hmm. All right? you know, Nehemiah, he was sad. But you see, one of the things that God instilled in his leaders is a great concern for people.
Yes.
Yes.
Love for the people. Yes.
Nehemiah says, for some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Nehemiah was down, but he didn't stay down.
That's it.
I see, after his initial grief, Nehemiah prayed. Pouring his heart out to God.
Yes.
And look for a way to improve this situation.
Uh-huh.
Situation. I mean, now, how many times do we pray before moving on a situation?
That's right.
Well, we always should.
Yeah. Amen.
We have followers.
Yeah.
And this is the reason that we make so many mistakes.
Yes.
Take it to God first.
So after first praying, Nehemiah simply devised a plan of action.
Yes.
And
then he went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nehemiah seek permission from the king to go to Jerusalem.
Yes.
The king granted him with silver.
Yes.
Gold.
Yes,
and timber from the royal forest.
Mm-hmm.
All that he asked for and much, much more.
Yes.
Truly, Nehemiah had the favor of God.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
nothing like
yes.
it.
Yes.
He went to Jerusalem,
like it.
Rallied those people together, and built a wall in an unheard of 52 days.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Now, the reason, there's three reasons actually, that Nehemiah was able to achieve this incredible feat.
Right.
Now, the first reason was they had God with them.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
We must keep God first.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. The second reason was they worked together.
Yeah.
One group was building one part of the wall while the other sections were being built by others.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And how many times did we work together to achieve a common cause?
These were God's people.
Yes, I was hoping he would.
Yeah.
He had most of what he needed right there.
Yes.
He had the stones for building the wall.
Yes. Sir.
And he had the people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So not only did Nehemiah repurpose the stones to build a wall,
mm-hmm.
but he also repurposed the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To get this project done.
That's right.
You know, as a builder myself, when I see something being torn down, I'm intend to ask for the materials.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll take them down to the shop and store them. We hope to repurpose
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could.
No.
Like
but to anybody else, they look like just a pile of rubble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I see something very valuable.
My Lord.
Yeah.
I remember when I was doing my addition to my home, we went right down to the shop and bought some of those blocks and stones up there. And just like people, Some of them didn't look so good. Some were broken. There were different sizes and shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some even a different color.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, they all had a purpose.
Yes. Yes. All right. God in God.
Oh, maybe a repurpose.
Uh-huh.
You see, those repurpose. Stones went yes. into the very foundation of my
house. Yes.
Yeah. Man.
Now, how many of y'all out there today know that old and reliable is much better than new and improved?
Amen.
So, you know, the new
I like that.
You know, they put on top.
Because I fall in that category.
And face you know,
I like that.
They made it beautiful. And yeah. they added a little strength.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you see, Nehemiah, he took those old stones he had
uh-huh.
to build the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also brought in new timber.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
mortar and plaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, so we are.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Not only did he repurpose those stones, but he also repurposed the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Making them builders of the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once the wall was completed, he repurposed the people again.
Yeah.
Making them merchants.
Yes. Mm.
Gatekeepers.
Talk me.
Choir members.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He made those people the very foundations of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. That's good, sir.
I remember growing up, my mama told me 1 million times. What is 2 million, mama? Waste not, walk not.
Amen.
Amen. So, we're all common people in unique positions. We should recognize work needing to be done for the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pray first. Mm-hmm. Develop a plan of action.
Yes.
Second.
Yes.
Third, go to work.
Go to work.
Letting God direct our steps.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Repurpose each and every resource
do it well.
God has blessed us mm-hmm. with.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
build his great kingdom.
Yeah.
He has given us dominion over.
Yes.
Yeah.
The building is never over. It's an ongoing process.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Let
Praise
us step
God.
Up to the challenge mm-hmm. and be great builders
mm-hmm.
for the kingdom of God.
Kingdom
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well done.
Amen. Well done.